The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars, therefore Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, the Gospel of the second Sunday of the ordinary time brings us to the wedding feast in Cana, where Jesus reveals his divine power by his first miracle, transforming water into wine. The Bible begins with one wedding, that of Adam and Eve in the garden, in the book of Genesis, and ends with another, the marriage supper of the Lamb in the book of Revelation. Throughout the Bible, marriage is a symbol of the covenant relationship between God and his chosen people. God is a faithful groom, and humanity is his beloved bride. We see this theme beautifully presented in today's first reading, where Isaiah uses the metaphor of spousal love to describe God's love for Israel. God's fidelity to his people is compared to a husband's fidelity to his wife. Isaiah predicts God's salvation of Jerusalem after the return of the Babylonian exiles, and visualize it as a wedding between God and Jerusalem. Jesus' provision of abundant wine for the wedding feast in Cana signifies that the day foreseen by Isaiah has arrived. In today's second reading, St. Paul reminds us that the new wine that Jesus pours out for us is the gift of the Holy Spirit given to his bride, the church. In today's gospel, John describes the first of the 7 signs by which Jesus showed forth his divinity. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was invited, as well as Jesus and his disciples, to the wedding feast in Cana. When the wine ran short, Mary interceded with Jesus, and Jesus performed his very first miracle. In the Old Testament, wine is seen as both a gift and blessing of God. Here, Jesus miraculously produced 6 large stone jars of the best wine shows that the superabundance of the blessings which he came to offer to everyone who is ready to invite Jesus and Mary to their lives. Dear brothers and sisters, let us invite Jesus and Mary to remain with us in our lives. We need the presence of Jesus and Mary when our dreams are gone, mutual love seems dried up, the relationship becomes boring, and when we lose peace and harmony in our daily life. Jesus is always a blessing. Wherever he goes, he brings happiness, joy, and peace. So let us also invite Jesus into our hearts, into our homes, so that we will be enjoy the presence of Jesus and will be in peace and harmony and happiness which Jesus provides to us. We must follow Mary's advice in our daily lives. Do whatever he tells you. This is the only command given by Mary, which is recorded in the New Testament. We are to follow the teachings of Christ and the commandments of Christ. When we are ready to follow the teachings of Jesus, the miracles will happen in our lives too. We should be grateful to God for his blessings in our life. God very often, as an uninvited guest in our families, works daily miracles in our lives by protecting us from physical and moral dangers, providing for our needs, inspiring us and strengthening us with his Holy Spirit. When we are ready to follow the teachings of Holy Spirit, we know the Holy Spirit is a helper, guide, and a teacher. When we are ready to follow the teachings of Holy Spirit, we also will be, just as Jesus filled the empty water jars with wine, we also will be able to fill the empty hearts around us with love. By the miracle of Cana, Jesus challenges us also to enrich the empty lives of those around us with new wine of love, mercy, concern, and care. Dear brothers and sisters, today the same Jesus who transformed water into wine at Cana transforms our gifts of bread and wine into his own body and his blood. Let us invite Jesus into our hearts and ask the grace of our Lord to do his will in our daily life so that he may work miracles in our life.